This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is joining a bipartisan group of Western governors to call for equitable distribution of coronavirus aid to state and local governments. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Polis and his counterparts from Arizona, Nevada, and Utah are unhappy with the proposed formula for additional state and local aid. A third would be based on population and two-thirds based on revenue loss. In a letter to the senators leading bipartisan negotiations, the governors argue the allocation should be more straightforward, a formula based on population or an economic indicator like the change in the unemployment rate. However, getting any state and local aid is still in doubt. The money remains a major sticking point for Republicans in Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has announced a new slate of free COVID-19 testing sites. CDPHE says some of the new locations are already up and running, but some won't open until Sunday morning. The state also announced a series of coronavirus testing events that will run through next week. You can find a guide to the new locations and events at CPR.org. The snow on the Front Range is forecast to last through Saturday night and through to the beginning of next week for some mountain areas. It's currently 25 degrees in Denver. It's closer to 30 degrees in Colorado Springs and surrounding areas, and also in the mountains around Vail. This is CPR News.